Tonight, Shirin Simon Reish, Ayin Vav, we are up to Siv Gimel, page 112. Im Omer Adam La'avdo Ola Shivchaso, if a person says to his Eved or to his Shivcha Leilech Imo, to come with me to go somewhere, V'idliku Haner, and then the Eved or the Shivcha lights a candle, Afal Pi Shegam Heim Trichim Lo, even though the Eved or the Shivcha also need the light, Ein zel tzarech ha'eino Yehudi. That's not considered a need of the guy. Kevon she'ikar ha'halicha b'shvil Yisrael. Since the ikar going is for the Yisrael, and that's going to be a problem. So again, the Mechaber tells us if a person calls over his Eved or his Shivcha to come with me somewhere, and the guy lights a candle, even though the guy also needs the candle, that's not considered a need of the guy, since the ikar halicha is for the Yisrael, and therefore it will be usher for the Jew to get benefit from that candle. The Rama says, Umutar lomar la'eno Yehudi leilech imo lito ner dolo kfar. So even though the Shulchan Aruch said you can't have the candle that the goy lit on his own, but if the candle was already lit, you're even allowed to say to the goy to come with me and take the candle that's already lit. Hoel ve'eno ose rak tiltel haner ba'alma. Because now what's the goy doing already? All he's doing is carrying a candle that is lit. That's the Rama. So let's begin the Mishabura Siv Kadon Chav Zayin, going back on the Mechaber, that if a person tells the Eved or Shivcha to go with him, and then the guy lights the candle, so that's a problem. Dafka Nokat. Zokta Mishabura, the Mechaber specifically says that you tell the Eved or Shivcha to go with you. Aval im Mishalchum Mishlichuso. But if you send him on to be a messenger for you, Shel Yelchu Ba'atzun, that they should go on their own, Vidliku es Haner Lahoyer Lahem, and they lit a candle for their own purposes. You said, can you go get me the newspaper? And he goes and lights the candle to lead the way to get the newspaper. Ein Zem Mikri Litzarko. Af She'ikir Halichasam Hu Bishvilo. That's not called the Tzarech of the Jew, even though the Ikir Halich is for the Jew. The Jew asked him to do a Shlichas for him, and he's lighting a candle, but that's not considered a candle that's lit for the Jew. That's a candle that's lit for the Goy. Kevon She'ein Gufo Nene Mehaner Be'es Hadlaka. And that's because the Jew is not benefiting, his Guf is not benefiting from the candle while it's being lit. Umutter Achar Kach LeYisrael LeShtamesh Eitzel Haner. So what that means is that if the guy lights it for his own purposes to do the shlichus of the Jew, and the guy finishes his shlichus and he comes back and there's a candle lit, the Jew would be allowed to benefit from that candle. Similarly, the Taz writes at the end of the siman, and this is what he writes. Nearly it appears to me, Oso haner shemadlekes hashivcha kedei lahadiach klei achila sha'ochlu lo mikri litzarach Yisrael. That candle that the Shivcha lights in order to wash the dishes that they ate on, that's not called the Tzarech of the Yisrael. Why? Kevon she'ein guf ha'Yisrael nena mimenu. Because the Shivcha is lighting a candle to do the dishes, and the Yisrael is not even there. He's not getting a personal benefit from the light. Ela kelim shalom mudachim. It's just that his dishes are going to get cleaned through this Shivcha. V'hi chayeves ladicham. And that's her job. She's required to wash them. So letzarka hi madlekes. Therefore, she's lighting the candle for her purposes. The same thing in our case. You're asking the guy to do a shlichas for you, and he goes on his own and lights a candle. The candle is for him, not for you. Here also, she's doing her job of washing the dishes, even though it's benefiting you, your dishes are getting washed, but she's lighting a candle to be able to see the dishes so she could do her job. That's considered Litzarka Himadlakes. Umutter Achakach Yisrael Lishtamish Lenerze Achlutzarche Gufo. And therefore, it would be permissible for the Yisrael to benefit from this light for his own purposes after she's done. Kevon de Be'ez Hadlokas Haner Hidliku Litzarka. Since at the time that the candle was lit, she lit it for her own purposes. And the note 45 writes, "V'shifcha shemechamemes mayim kidei lahorid es hashuman sh'al kelim." Once we're on the topic of the shifcha doing malacha to wash the dishes, in the Mishaburi is bringing from the Taz by lighting a candle. But in note 45, it talks about a shivcha that is warming up water. She's heating up water in order to get rid of the fat that's on the kelim. She wants hot water to wash the dishes better. So Shlomo Zalman Arbal says, "Shenechshav sha'osa kein litzarach ha'Yisrael." That's a problem. So she's heating up the water to wash the dishes to get the fat off. That would be considered heating up the water l'tzarech Yisrael. V'tzarech limchos bo shalotas ezos. And therefore, you'd have to protest against her that she shouldn't heat up the water to benefit the washing of the dishes. But v'im osa kein kidei shelo yiskaru yadeha. But if she is heating up the water just so her hands shouldn't be cold, it's purely for her own benefit. Nechshav she'osa l'tzarko mutter. That's considered she's doing it for her own purpose and it will be mutter. So the shivcha puts on the hot water because she wants to keep her hands warm when she's washing the dishes. That would be okay. The Mishabura says... I guess if it's very focused and the reason why she's doing it, that it's for the Yisrael, is a problem. But if we don't know, and we could just assume that she, you know, if you don't tell her and she doesn't know, and she assumes she's doing it to keep her hands warm, so maybe you could be tola on that. But that seems to say over here that if you know specifically that she's doing it for the dishes, it's a problem. And she's, you know, if you know the reason, if she's doing it for the hands, but it could be that would kick in if we don't know exactly why she was doing it, possibly. But I hear what you're saying. I know we do say that.
Lighting the candle to wash the dishes and over here using turning on the hot water to wash the dishes. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the goof of the Yisrael is not being ma'ana from the office there.
Everyone here, that was asking an excellent question. What's the difference? Why, when you're asking her to do a shlichus and she goes and lights a candle, or she's washing the dishes, she lights a candle to benefit herself, to let allow herself to wash the dishes, that's allowed by the Mishabura. And here Shlomo Zalman says, but if she's heating up the water to wash the dishes better, that's not good. I could hear a chiluk that it's a little more connected to the Jew, but no, it's based on what the Mishabura says. I wouldn't see a chiluk,
right. But I
do hear that it's a little bit closer related. Here she's making light so she can wash the dishes. The light is just to benefit her to do her job. My shaking over here, it's the actual clean the dishes better. But I agree with your kasha based on the way that the Mishabura is bringing down from the Taz and explaining the Svara, so the Chorot should apply over there. But again, I do see why it's a little closer related, but it's an excellent question. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura. Umutir l'sayeya l'hashivcha gam ba'adochas ha'kelim l'fnei nerzeh. So we just finished the Mishabura bringing down the Taz that says that she's allowed, if she lights a candle for her own purposes to help her see the dishes, to be able to wash the dishes, you could benefit afterwards. And then he says, you could actually help the shivcha even in the washing of the candles using that light. The avshe mitzadir ha-primigodim l'hachmir b'zeh, even though the primigodim has mitzad to say that one should be machmir not to use the candle to help the lady wash the dishes together, haynu kisha Yisrael yadiach levado es ha-kelim achar she'edlika ha-shivcha ha-ner. That case... that the Prima Gadam is Machmiran, says the Mishabura, that's Dafka where the Yisrael will be by himself washing the dishes after she lit the candle. Umishum de milchsi shedlika letzarko. Because then it appears that she lit the candle for the Jew. She lit the candle, now she leaves, now the Jew's washing the dishes. So it looks like they did a little shtick. She really lit the candle so the Jew can see the dishes. Masha'en kein bazeh, which is not the case over here, where he's actually helping her to wash the dishes. Amrina de her ikar adaite de nafshe ka'avda. There we could say her ikar kavana was for herself. The kanal v'sabay, since she's doing it there with him, so she lit the candle so she could see. The fact that he's also able to see, that would be a secondary thing. So that would be okay to help her out, even though you're going to be benefiting from the candle that she lit, because she really lit it for herself. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitein Sifkadon Chavches, again, that which the Mechaber says, that if a person asks his Eved or Shivcha to come along with him, and he or she brings along a candle that they lit, even though they also need it, it's not considered a need of the Goy. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavches, which is Lomar, the Imkein Hu Ochacha Dulatzarko Hidlik, Hidl El Besabez. And if so, it's very clear that they're doing it for the Yisrael. And therefore, that's going to be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah says in Chavtes, on that which the Ramah says, that you are allowed to tell a Goy to come with you and to take along a candle. That's okay if the candle was lit already and it's only an inyan of tiltal. That would be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'ein lahatir elo l'vnei Torah. Even though this is really mutter, you should only be matir in front of Bnei Torah. Dilma asi l'misrach l'hakel yoser. I guess this is going a little far that you might take it even further. And therefore, even though it's be'etzem mutter to tell the guy to bring along the candle that's lit, but a word you might tell them a little too much to get a little more involved in lighting the candle or other things involved with the candle, and therefore you should only be matter this for Bnei Torah. Sifkaton lamed leilech imo to come along with you. Kigon sherotze sheyelech imo limshoch yayin min amartif. For example, you want the guy to come along with you to hold the candle, to go to the wine cellar to get wine. O lahavi lechem, or to bring bread, the chiyagavna, or something similar. The ein chiluk beiner shel shava v'chelav o shel shemen. Says the Mishabura, there is no difference in terms of this heter to ask the guy to bring along the candle if the candle is a wax candle or if it is a candle of oil. Ach, b'ner shel shemen nochon lahachmir. However, when it comes to a candle that's of oil, one should be machmir shel lo lomar le'eno Yehudi sheyelech imo b'merutza. You shouldn't tell the guy to come quickly. Ki efshar shel lo yiskarev al yedei zeh shemen la'psilo yisrachik. If the Evid's going to be coming along quickly holding a candle that has oil in it, so it's pretty clear that the oil is going to get closer or further from the wick and be a problem. And that will be a problem of extinguishing or igniting. Right? If a Jew would do it, it would be mechabe umavir, that's a problem. Therefore, you can't tell a guy to do this. So after the Mishabura says there's absolutely no chilek between a wax candle and an oil candle, he says, but when it comes to an oil candle, you can't tell them to come quickly because then you get into problems. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion over here in Os Lamed Hei, he writes, on that which the Mishabura says there's no chilek between a wax candle and an oil candle, Av Shagoner B'Kiv Eger B'Chidusha Mefakteg Ma'od B'Shal Shemem. Even though Rabbi Akiva Eger takes major issue with asking the guy to come along carrying a candle that has oil in it, Mikomakom Sasanti Lahakil, but says the Chavetz Chaim, still I was so same to be lenient that it doesn't matter if it's a Ner Shel Shava or a Ner Shel Shemen. Why? Ki El Yerabo Primigodim V'Oda Achronim Hiskimu Lamogin Avram Delave Psikreisha Gam B'Shel Shemen. As all these Achronim agree with the Mogin Avram that it's not considered Psikreisha, even if there is oil in the candle, ki yochol lelech benachas, because you could walk, the person could walk slowly. V'zeu shesiyanti denochon lahachmir, and that's why I, the Chavetz Chaim, and the Mishabura ended off and said that l'maisa it is nochon lahachmir for the Rabbi Akiva Eger and not to tell him to come too fast. So the Mikra then is passing like the Achronim that say that it's mutter either way, that it's not a psikresha, but l'maisa he says that it's better to be machmir, that the goy shouldn't be asked to go quickly, because that is much more probable that it's going to be having the oil get closer to the wick or further from the wick, and will be a isser of mechabel mavir if a yid was doing it, and therefore you can't ask a goy to do that. In note 46, which is the back of the sefer, page 15, right in the middle of the page, he makes a very nice diuk over here and brings some other discussions that we've touched upon already. It's mashma sha'osar lomar l'nochri lasos psikresha b'shabbos. From here, it's mashma, from the way the Mishabura brings down this chumrah of Rav Eger, that one should be machmir, not to tell a guy to run because it will be a psikresha that's for sure going to go closer to the wick or away from the wick. So it's mashma that it's also to tell a guy to do a psikresha on Shabbos. Ondan le'inyan kedeira hamunachas al gechalim, but when it came to when you had a pot sitting in coals, we learned earlier sheyesh machmirim shelo laharima afila yedei nochri. Some are machmir, not even to have a goy lifted out for you. Kevan shu psikresha sheyachata b'gechalim v'avirim, because there it's a psikresha that you're going to end up stoking the coals and igniting them. Ulotzaruch Shabbos yesh lismoch al mekilin, and for the purposes of Shabbos, you can rely on the lenient opinions that are not worried about a psikresha by a goy. It's mashma somewhere else in the Mishabura that it's 100% mutter to ask a guy to do a psikresha on Shabbos, and that's the discussion we saw already in the notes a few times, and we'll read one practical application which he brings over here. Ulumaisa le'inyan misha shachach lechabos es hanora b'mekarer, a person who forgot to turn off the light in his refrigerator. So Rav Moshe writes, shemuter lomer lenochri liftoach as a mekarer. You're allowed to tell the goy to open the fridge. Afal pi shu psikresha shetidlak hanora, even though it's a psikresha that opening the door is for sure going to make the light go on. Kevan she'en hanochri miskavin lekach. Since the goy doesn't have kavana for that, it's okay to tell the goy to do something which is a psikresha. V'chein das hagon ruchay kinyeski. So Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim Kineski say that it's mutter. Me'iduch, on the other hand, Das Hagon Shlomo Zalman Orbach, shekevan she'adlokas hanora b'mekarer nasis b'ofen kavua ayidei psichas delas ha'mekarer. Since it's automatic that when you open up the door of the refrigerator, the light goes on, yitochen she'nechsheves psichas adelas l'maisa hadloka b'yadayim. It could be opening the refrigerator door where the light is for sure going to go on. It's like turning on the light switch. It's like an automatic thing. That is the light switch. You're basically opening the light switch, and therefore, v'asura ayde nochri. And therefore, it's logical that it should be usher to have a goy do it, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Ela im kein ein hanochri yodeya, unless the goy doesn't know, shevipsichas ha-mekar nidlakas hanora. If the goy doesn't know that the light will go on, so for some reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that that would be better. V'chein note das hagon Rav Yoshev, that it will be usher as well to have a guy do this thing that's a psik reisha. In this case, because even though it could be they hold that a psik reisha is okay for a guy to do, but in this case, it's like more than a psik reisha. It's like doing the maisa itself. Psik reisha is doing something else, and it's a davar shein miskaven, but it's for sure going to happen. But it's not the maisa itself. It's not turning on a light switch. And this is, according to them, possibly like turning on a light switch. But that's not an interesting discussion about how far we take the heter of telling a guy to do something that is a psik reisha. Seems to be differing mishaburas in terms of how far we take that. Let's go weiter in the Mishabura, Sivkotan Lamed Aleph. We said in the Ramah again that it's mutter to tell a guy to go with you to carry the candle that is lit. Since all he's doing is carrying a candle. Rotzalomar Hoel Dehu Rak Isser Muktzah. Since the Isser at hand, there's only an Isser of Muktzah. Muktzah Shari Aidei Tiltul Min Atzad. And Muktzah, we know, is mutter to be moved through Tiltul Min Atzad, meaning moving it through something else. Ukumo shekasa b'simin shin yud aleph. The kevan d'ibay Yisrael shakilei b'atzma aydei tiltum atzad. Since the Jew himself can move the muktzah through the form of tiltum atzad. Kigom b'achore yadav, like the back of his hands. O b'natzile yadav, or like in the inside of his elbow. B'kiyote b'zeh, or similar things. Kishemevi ha'ena yehudi b'isura leis lamba. Therefore, if the guy brings it in an asur, take away, we're not worried. So something that a Jew could do in a way that's permissible, if he asks a guy to do it and the guy does it in an usher way, so we're not worried about it. And therefore, since a Jew can move the muktzah kalach hayad, he can move it tiltul min atzad. Therefore, if the guy brings it the regular way, we're not going to be worried about it. Now, there's an interesting discussion over here in note 47. He says, "Omnam lekaman." Later on in Shin Chav Hey Sif Yud, he says, "Le'inyan nochri shemile mayim avur Yisrael." Lagabi, a case where a guy filled up water for a Jew. And then he carried the water through a public domain to bring to the Jew. The Ramah writes, Yisrael even though the Jew could have gone there to drink the water himself, even though there's a way that the Jew can get the water himself, it's still aser to tell the guy to bring you the water through the Rishas HaRabim. The Matzah Shekel is mechal between the two cases like this. Shekevan she'ena Yisrael yochol lehavi asamayim lebeso. Since the Jew can't actually get the water to the house in a mutadik way, the only way the Jew can get to the water is if he goes to the water and drinks over there. Therefore, there's a special hana that he was able to ask the guy to bring it to his house. He couldn't have brought it to his house. He could have gotten the water, but he'd have to go there to drink it. Therefore, it's going to be a problem. Therefore, in that case, Ramah says, it's asr l'chachila to ask the guy to bring it to you, because that's something that you can't do on your own. You can get the water, but you can't bring the water to the bayis. Mash'enkin binyan anyway, which is not the case over here by the candle, shay Yisrael yachol otatu l'tzander behet l'chol makom. Here, you're asking the guy to move the candle, and he's going to move it in a way that's really moving muktzah, that's asr, but you could have moved the candle the exact same place that he did. If you could do exactly what he did in a mutadik way, you could ask him to do it. But if you could only get to the thing that he could do, but you can't do it the way he can do it, you can't bring it back, you can only drink it over there, so then we'll be mechalak and we'll say it's usher, in fact, l'chachilo, to ask the guy to do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, V'ayin l'kamam nesimen reish ayin tes b'magen Avram sivkotan tes d'letaltel es ha'psila ayidei ha'ena Yehudi k'dei shelo yigonev o shelo yipaseir aser. To ask the guy to carry the wick after the candle went out in order that the wick, let's say it's an expensive wick or whatever it is, so it shouldn't get stolen or shouldn't get lost, that is aser. V'rak tiltel k'shehu tzarech lo gufa. Dafka, when the tiltul is, because you need the thing itself, like in the case where you want the light, you want to see where you're going, so you could ask the guy to bring along the candle, it's a tzara gufa, you need the light of the candle, the cannabis of Kadan Lamed. O kishet tzarech l'makomo, or if you need a place, then it's mutter, the chen kasa b'derech ha'chaim. But over here in this case, where you want to just take the psila from one place to another so it shouldn't get stolen, it's not l'tzarech gufa, l'tzarech makomo, it's tam, so it shouldn't get lost, so then that is usr. So if you look at note 49, he writes, Ubatama davar kasav sham. Magen Avram writes, the reason over there is shekevan shatiltuhu atzarach davar haaser. In this case, the tiltul is a tzarach davar haaser, just to save the wick. That's muktzah. V'tiltul min atzad mutter rak l'tzarach davar hamutter. And as we'll see later in the Shulchan Aruch, the tiltul min atzad is only mutter l'tzarach davar hamutter. Imkein Eina Yisrael Yochel Taltalo Klal. And therefore the Jew himself will not be able to carry it at all, since Tiltum Natsad is only Mutter L'Tzor Davra Mutter. Here you want to move the Davra Haser for the purposes of the Davra Haser. And therefore you can't ask the guy to do it, because there's no way for a Jew to do it, because Tiltum Natsad is Aser L'Tzor Davra Aser. Umavur Shein Lahatir Machma Shiyocha Yisrael Taltal Bagufo Afilu L'Tzor Davra Aser. And it's clear that you can't be matir because the Israel is able to be metaltal with his guf, even the tzar davar ha'aser. So he's bothered, but there's two things that we'll see later on. We'll get into greater detail in Hilchos Muktzah. But there's tiltal minatzad, but included in tiltal minatzad is also tiltal begufo. And tiltal minatzad is only mutter l'tzar davar ha'heter, not for davar ha'aser. But tiltal begufo is mutter even l'tzar davar ha'aser. So he's bothered that if you hear, you can move it with your body, and that's mutter even the davar aser. So why can't you ask the guy to do it? You could do it yourself. Ubetama davar biyar agono shlomo zalman arbach. So Shlomo Zalman tries to explain why over here, for the tzarech of the psila to be saved, you can't ask the guy to do it, even though you can do it on your own. You can't do it, let's say, agde davar acher, because that's not allowed, the tzarech davar aser, but you can do it begufo, which is the tzarech davar aser is mutter. So why isn't it okay over here? So Shlomo Zalman explains, shetiltu begufo lo nechshav utiltu klal. He says that tiltul begufo is not considered tiltul at all. Shemachmaso natir tiltul gomer al yidei nochri. He says moving it with your guf is not considered that you're allowed to move it. That's not considered moving it. And therefore we can't say that you could ask the guy to move it because you can move it on your own. Because tiltul begufo is not even considered moving it. Tiltul menatzad, moving it al yidei davar acher, that's considered moving it. But tiltul begufo is not considered moving it, that would be enough of a heter to allow the guy to move it. We'll stop here and we'll continue with Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with the next sif.